The new Middle East respiratory syndrome strain was diagnosed in Saudi Arabia last year. It is a coronavirus, the same viral family that triggered the outbreak of SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, that killed 775 people in 2003. At first, the symptoms can seem like a severe stomach virus accompanied by breathing problems. The illness can lead to pneumonia and kidney failure. Dr. Anthony S. Fauci, director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says they do not yet know how the virus is transmitted to people.
We're assuming that they're being exposed inadvertently to an infected animal. The characteristics are that it doesn't spread well at all from person to person, so it doesn't have what's called sustained transmissibility from you to me, from me to my family, etc.
While the number of cases is relatively low so far, Dr. Fauci says there is growing concern that the deadly virus could mutate and be spread by direct human contact. If that happens, it could spark a global outbreak, something experts fear.
When you look at a typical influenza virus, for example, seasonal flu, where you have millions and millions of people infected, the mortality is less than 1%, a fraction of a percent. The mortality for this, if you do the math, is 50 cases and you have 30 deaths. So you're talking about a 60% mortality already.
The virus has been found in Middle East countries and isolated cases have been exported to Europe by visitors. The largest cluster of infections is in Saudi Arabia, home to the Muslim holy cities of Mecca and Medina, which draw millions of pilgrims a year. The World Health Organization says it is closely monitoring the situation, but is not currently recommending any travel or trade restrictions. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.